From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The strongest hurricane ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere makes landfall. Mexico's Meteorological Service says that Hurricane Patricia struck Jalisco State near the cargo port of Manzanillo around 6 o'clock local time Friday. Just before making landfall, the storm's maximum sustained winds were measured at 325 kilometers per hour. That makes Patricia the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the eastern North Pacific. Meteorologists say that the winds did ease slightly before the storm made landfall. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that Patricia was expected to bring rainfall of 15 to 30 centimeters and up to 50 centimeters of rain in isolated areas. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the hostages at an Islamic State compound in Iraq were facing execution prior to Thursday's U.S.-Kurdish joint raid that freed the captives. At a press conference at the Pentagon Friday, Carter said a grave had been dug for the hostages at the site, which he described as an execution center.
We have now heard from rescued hostages. They expected to be executed that day after morning prayers. Their graves had already been prepared.
The daring raid at an Islamic State compound in Hawija, west of Kirkuk, freed about 70 hostages, including at least 22 members of Iraqi security forces. But it resulted in the death of the first U.S. service member killed in combat in the year-long campaign against Islamic State. Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler was mortally wounded by Islamic State gunfire during the mission. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week. Speaking to reporters in Vienna late Friday, Mr. Kerry said that he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had agreed to consult with all parties and aim to reconvene as early as next Friday. They are aiming for a broader meeting that will look at advancing what Mr. Kerry called the meaningful political process. However, the Secretary of State said that Russian attacks against moderate rebels fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad only encourages extremism.
But targeting moderate fighters doesn't hurt Daesh. It makes it easier for Assad to continue brutalizing the Syrian people. It threatens to exacerbate the sectarian tensions that feed extremism. And it encourages more fighters, particularly foreign fighters, to flock to Daesh.
The secretary spoke before leaving for Jordan, where he meets with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday, as part of an effort to diffuse tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. After their talks, the Secretary of State said that meeting gave him a cautious measure of optimism that steps are available to ease tensions. In the past few weeks, at least 10 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians have been killed in the spiraling unrest. On Friday, military officials said Israeli troops shot a Palestinian after he stabbed a soldier near the Jewish settlement of Gush Etzion, south of Jerusalem. At least 20 people were killed and 40 injured when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim mourning procession in the southern Pakistani city of Jacobabad on Friday night, police say. The attack came as minority Shiite Muslims marked Ashura, a 10-day ritual, when they commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Shiite Muslims hold public rallies despite threats from Sunni extremist groups, some of whom consider Shiites to be heretics. The blast was the second to hit Ashura festivities in 2 days and came hours after a Sunni Muslim group had threatened continued sectarian violence during the holiday. And at least 27 people were killed and nearly 100 were injured after an explosion ripped through a newly built mosque in northeastern Nigeria. The blast in the city of Yola came just hours after a suicide bombing at a mosque in Maiduguri killed at least 18 people. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.